Before we sort out all of the different types of policies, let's take a step back and look at insurance policies in general. These aren't just agreements. They're bona fide contracts, which means that the promises and rights stated in the policy are protected by law. The applicant promises to fill out the application as accurately as possible and to pay the required premiums. In return, the insurance company promises to pay a certain benefit. These legal promises are called consideration.
I remember that my house contract was written by someone else, and all I had to do was sign some paperwork. How are insurance contracts different?
Actually, they're handled in pretty much the same way. The agent's job is to explain the policy and to make sure that the application is filled out accurately. As you can imagine, the application is very important because it tells the insurance company what sort of stuff to include in the contract and how much the premium should cost. When the contract is issued, it's delivered by the agent and the client simply has to sign it.
That puts a lot of weight on the application. What if the person lies or accidentally writes the wrong information? Then the insurance company could end up issuing a policy that shouldn't be issued at all. Aren't there any safeguards against this?
Absolutely. If an applicant blatantly lies about something major on an application, like conveniently forgetting to mention a history of heart attacks, then the policy can actually be voided. This false information is called a misrepresentation. Small misrepresentations might result in an adjustment of benefits, but the big ones can actually be grounds for terminating a policy. This is assuming, however, that the insurance company finds out about the lie before the incontestability period begins.
What's an incontestability period?
After a certain amount of time, usually 2 years, the statements on an application can't be contested by the insurer. The insurance company would have to honor these claims instead of adjusting or voiding the policy.
That's harsh.
It is. That's why we have additional ways of assessing a person's health and lifestyle. For one thing, we can require medical examinations before a policy is issued. And for another thing, we can order a report from the Medical Information Bureau. This organization holds all of the information that fellow insurers have obtained about a person. So, if I ask the MIB to send me a report about you, I'll see what kinds of losses other insurers have covered in the past.
And a history of heart attacks would definitely show up in a report like that. All right, now answer me this. Let's say that I interview someone who says that he's in perfect health, but I notice a box of blood sugar testing supplies sitting on the table. When I ask him about this, he refuses to give me a straight answer. What would I do? Could I alter the application?
Excellent question. You're not allowed to alter the application in any way whatsoever. You'd be asking for big trouble if you did. You can, however, list your observations in a document called the agent's report. This is a report that you write and turn in with the application. It gives you a chance to voice your opinions and observations. If you see some major red flags, this is how you can report them.
And who reads the agent's report?
Underwriters. These folks make all of the decisions about what is or is not going to be in the contract. Their job is to answer two basic questions. First, are they going to issue a policy to begin with? If so, what premium amount will they charge?
Now, I know that people can pay the first premium when they turn in the application. How is the price determined?
The agent will quote a price from a chart based on the company's normal underwriting criteria. Or the premium can be paid when the policy is delivered. The bottom line is that the coverage can't start until the agent or insurance company receives the money. In fact, paying up front at the time of application is actually a better way to go because this allows coverage to potentially start that day.
Even before the underwriters approve the policy?
Yes. There is a special name for this. It's called a conditional receipt. When the agent collects the application and check, the applicant will be given a conditional receipt explaining that the coverage will begin today. There is a hitch, though. This early coverage will only be in effect as long as the underwriters ultimately issue the policy and that the premium rates don't need to be increased because of the applicant's medical history. If the policy isn't issued or if premium rates need to be adjusted higher, then the offer for immediate coverage gets canceled. Any losses that occurred between the issuance of the conditional receipt and the underwriting decision will no longer be the responsibility of the insurance company.
Wait a minute. Let me get this straight. Let's say that you're my agent. I fill out the application for health insurance, write you a check, and you hand me a conditional receipt. A week later, I'm in an accident and have a lot of medical bills to pay, but my policy hasn't been approved yet. Now, even though I have a conditional receipt, I don't know for sure that I'm covered yet. I have to wait until the insurance company tells me whether I'm eligible for a policy and if I need to pay a higher premium. If I'm approved and if I don't need to pay a higher premium, then my losses will be covered?
That's exactly right.
I see. So coverage isn't necessarily guaranteed with a conditional receipt. And I only get a conditional receipt if I pay the premium up front, right?
That's right. If you wait until the time of policy delivery to pay the first premium, then you won't have the chance of being covered at the time of application.
All right. Different scenario. Let's say that my policy has been issued. I've had medical problems that cause my rates to be higher, like a history of asthma. 2 weeks after the policy is issued and I've paid the extra premium, I have asthma problems that require extra treatment. These medical bills are covered now, right?
Actually, no. Insurance companies typically impose coverage limitations on pre-existing conditions. A pre-existing condition is one that has been or should have been diagnosed before the policy was issued.
So if my policy was just issued and my asthma started 4 months ago, then the company won't cover any related medical bills?
That's right. Now, there will be a point when the company will start covering those losses again. There's usually a probationary period that lasts about 6 months. This means that if you have a pre-existing condition, you'll have to wait 6 months before my company will cover any medical expenses related to that illness.
That makes sense. All right. Let me see if I can recap all of this. First, insurance policies are legal contracts. The process begins by filling out the application. The agent's role is to make sure that the client fills it out accurately. If the agent has any additional information that could help the underwriters, this can be mentioned in the agent's report. Good so far?
Perfect.
Okay. Now, if the applicant writes a check for the first premium at the time of the application, the agent issues a conditional receipt. This means that coverage starts on that day. Now, if the underwriters decide not to issue the policy or to raise the premium amount because of the person's medical history, then the conditional receipt is null and void. Once the policy is issued, pre-existing conditions aren't covered for a probationary period of around 6 months. How am I doing?